This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In Myanmar, the tear gas was apparently deployed against protesters in southeastern Myanmar city of Dawei Tuesday as crowds returned to the streets to reject last month's coup. Footage showed thick white smoke rising on various streets there. The latest incident came when a group of protesters were on their way to pay their respects to the family of a man killed during clashes with police in Dawei 2 days earlier. They were on a narrow side street when police opened fire with tear gas. Five people were reportedly killed in Sunday's clashes. The World Health Organization is warning against thinking the COVID-19 pandemic may end this year. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
I think it will be very premature and I think unrealistic.
Instead, WHO Emergencies Chief Mike Ryan says there needs to be a singular focus.
To keep transmission as low as possible, to suppress that transmission.
He's reassured by emerging data that many vaccines appear to be impacting transmission.
That is really, really encouraging.
But even with that, the world faces a huge challenge.
Right now, the virus is very much in control.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Cinemas and gyms reopen in Mexico City while implementing strict social distancing measures. As a Latin American country began to ease the restrictions in place to curb the spread of COVID-19, cinemas and fitness centers were among many businesses ordered to close last year because of the coronavirus pandemic. The reopening of these indoor venues comes as Mexico looks to gradually return to normalcy, but some residents of the capital say they remain cautious. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Twitter is cracking down on COVID-19 vaccine misinformation. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Twitter is putting the hammer down on COVID misinformation. In a blog post Monday, Twitter announced it has begun labeling tweets that include misleading information about COVID-19 vaccines. And Twitter is now using a strike system that could lead to a permanent ban for repeat offenders. People incurring one strike for a single violation will see no action. A second strike will lead to an account being locked for 12 hours. Five or more strikes will get the user permanently banned from Twitter. I'm Mike Gracia.
Artificial Intelligence Commission, led by Google's former CEO, told Congress Monday that the U.S. must boost its AI skills to counter China, including by pursuing AI-enabled weapons. Google's ex-CEO, Eric Schmidt, and content executives and current executives from Google, Microsoft, Oracle, and Amazon are among 15 members of the National Security Commission on Artificial Intelligence, which released its final report Monday. The report says that machines that can perceive, decide, and act more quickly than humans and with more accuracy are going to be deployed for military purposes with or without the involvement of the U.S. and other democracies. FBI Director Chris Wray is set to testify for the first time since the deadly January 6th deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol, with lawmakers likely to press him on whether the Bureau adequately communicated with other law enforcement agencies about the potential for violence that day. Questions about the FBI's preparations for the riot and investigations into it are expected to dominate Wray's appearance Tuesday before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's also likely to be pressed on how the FBI is confronting the national security threat from white nationalists and domestic violent extremists, and whether the Bureau has adequate resources to address the problem. A Paris court found former French President Nicolas Sarkozy guilty of corruption and influence peddling Monday, sentenced him to a year in prison. It was actually 3 years, with 2 years suspended. He can ask to serve that time at home and also plans to appeal. 66-year-old, who was president from 2007 to 2012, was convicted of trying to bribe a magistrate in exchange for information about a legal case in which he was implicated. He will remain free while he appeals, but it was a blow to the retired politician who still plays an influential role in French conservative politics. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.